Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 22nd of September, and I'm recording at 10:31 p.m., and that's still British summer time here in damp London. Okay, well, another tumultuous day in the market in many respects. I'll start the coverage here by looking first at the Asia-Pacific markets, which were relatively quiet by comparison. Now, Japan is still closed for a holiday. I think it starts trading again tomorrow, but I'm not positive about that. Now, in China, now with President Xi Jinping in the United States today, you can assume that China markets were not heavily in the red, and indeed they weren't. We had a modest gain of a little less than 1% for the Shanghai Composite Index, and the Hang Seng was also higher, although not the enterprise, Hong Kong Enterprise Index. That had 2/3 of a percentage point decline. Now, while Xi Jinping is in the U.S., I would expect China to remain steady. So that's at least one problem that won't be appearing again just yet. Elsewhere in Asia, India got clipped down 2.07%. So its gradual little recovery rally is over for the time being. And the other Asia-Pacific markets were softer in here as well. Thailand, one of the bigger declines, down nearly 1%. But as I say, that was not too dramatic relative to what was happening elsewhere. The European markets were hammered in here today, and you've got a lot of big declines, the biggest of which is Germany, down 3.8%. Now, you've also got the Euro Stoxx 50 index down 3.41%, the Italian market 3.33%, Swiss market 3.49%, so as a bloodbath here in Europe today. And what were some of the factors? Well, one of the bigger ones, clearly, and this is the second day that we've had this influence, is the emissions scandal involving Volkswagen. And this is going to be very, very expensive, needless to say. It's also a big embarrassment here for Germany. Because I've led with an audio on this and article on this subject here, and the audio portion of the Bloomberg report mentions that Lower Saxony has a 20% stake in Volkswagen. The federal government also owns a stake, as does Germany's automobile unions. So, you know, all tied up there. Now, why would they do this? Because the country's automobile industries have long been the pride of modern Germany, and Volkswagen's practically wrapped in the national flag. Well, you could say the same for BMW, or just to a slightly lesser extent, BMW and Daimler. Who knows? My guess, though, is that they really were losing competitiveness if they didn't reduce the emissions control systems. In other words, the engines wouldn't function quite as smoothly. But this is going to be very costly, needless to say. There'll be lots of lawsuits. The lawyers will be the only winners in all this. Plenty of question marks lasting. It could wipe out, I can only guess, but it could wipe out a couple of years' earnings for VW. And what also takes place in markets, when you get a scandal of this nature, the first thing the market says is who else, and that's why BMW and Daimler shares have been knocked quite hard in here overall. Well, I saw one report saying that they absolved themselves of any similar involvement in this situation. I hope that's true. But we will see. I don't think we'll have them finally cleared here for certainly at least a few more days. If they are cleared, and I obviously hope they are for Germany and the automobile manufacturer's mistake, overall market confidence, if they are cleared, then BMW and Daimler are cheap, certainly with attractive yields of over 3.5% and PEs in the 8.5. Those are estimated PEs in the 8.5% category. Well, so I think that's the main factor here that hit the European markets generally. Wall Street was also hit, but recovered about a third to a quarter of its decline over the indices. So the Dow ended down 1.09, the S&P 1.23, and Nasdaq 1.5 points. But generally weak. And some of these indices, especially the European indices, are getting close to that September. I'm not beg your pardon, not September, the August 24th climactic lows that I've been mentioning in these audios. That's not true of the U.S. indices, but they took a hit in here today. Others in the region, commodity prices were very weak, so that dragged Canada lower. Also, Mexico and Brazil a little bit lower. Canada was down over 2%. Now, looking at bond yields, people retreated to bonds, so the U.S. 10-year yield sank to 2.13%, and the VIX picked up a little bit. It was up over 2 points to 22.44. And it closed off its highs that it had seen earlier in the day. Now, in terms of currencies, the dollar index is strong again, and that's at 96.31. Now it's firmed up in here in the last couple of days, and the Fed won't be too pleased with that. But it's probably not a problem as long as it stays below the 100 level. Well, we will see, because there has been a bit of flight to the U.S. dollar, and I think stock markets will have to steady to cause that dollar index to perhaps slide back a little bit in here. Now, elsewhere, commodity markets were weak, as I mentioned earlier. The industrial metals were all lower. Copper took certainly a big hit in here today, down just over 8 cents to 2.30, and that's a downward dynamic for copper. All the industrial metals were soft today. Now, also, precious metals were clipped. Palladium not only a little bit down over $7, but that's taken it below 609, 609. And silver clipped for over 48 cents, down to 14.735. Platinum, this was an eyebrow raiser, had the biggest decline by far, down almost $37, and that's fallen back to 936, nearly 937, in here. But that is a new reaction low for this move. So really quite weak here overall. And gold down $8.75. That's fallen to 11.24 and change. Crude oil, the Brent was up 20 cents, and the WTI, though, is a little lower, down 39 cents. WTI is at 46.57, the Brent at 49.12. So they were firmer yesterday, as you may recall. Now, what else to mention here? The agricultural commodities, again, these are mostly weak across the boards. Grains, beans, rough rice are all lower in here, as is sugar, and also coffee. I didn't mention any of the other currency cross rates. We're not getting much. Not much is happening with the Chinese renminbi and the Indian rupee, but that Brazil real, that certainly weakened again today. More than the U.S. dollar pushing above 4 real, and the let's see, the euro. Let me just get that for you. A little easier here at 1.1129. So again, very nervous day. It would be interesting to see what tomorrow brings. I think that we're likely to get a soft opening in Asia at least. Now, I will not be here tomorrow, so Owen will be doing the audio, but I will be back on Thursday. And also aware that we've got the markets now resuming here in London on Monday. I hope we've got a few more seats left, and I hope to see you as at that event. I think it's going to be very, very interesting discussion. Okay, all the best.